As I say this year, Parshas Matos, Israel is at war. And every day, many rockets are raining down on the cities of Eretz Yisrael. The whole country has become a battlefield, and nowhere are we safe. Safe from the terror of bombs and rockets raining down on every city and every town in Israel. We might not feel safe if not for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are witnessing miracles every day and in every point, in every nekuda, in every corner of the land. About 1,000 rockets, even more, have hit the state of Israel, and Baruch Hashem, the casualties are unbelievably and miraculously low. One person was killed. It's Tzaddik that came from the center of Israel to the south just to distribute food and drinks to the soldiers, and he was hit by a mortar shell. One too many, because for us, every Jew is a world. Kol ha-makayim nefesach shmi Yisrael kilu kiyem olam olay. Kol ha-ma'abed nefesh echod mi Yisrael kilu ibed olam molay. That is one too many, a world that was destroyed. However, b'derech ha-teva, there would have been many, many casualties. And it is only b'rachem ha-shamayim and nisim nisim that the casualties and the wounded are so few. So Baruch Hashem, Ashleinu, mi yitain that Shekodesh Baruch yitain oyveinu nigofim befaneinu, and Hakadosh Baruch should give peace to the land. In this week's parsha, we learn about Melchemes Midian. So the topic we will be discussing today is Melchama on Shabbos. So to my dismay, I cannot say that everything the army does is entirely in accordance to Das Torah and to Halacha. But nevertheless, we will be dealing with the question of Melchama and Shabbos in accordance to Halacha Tzruf. There is a sugya in Shabbos Yutes Amud Aleph, dealing with two different halachas. Two different halachas, but the same basic formulation and the same basic structure and wording. Tana Rabbanan, ein mafligim esven apochas megin liyomim koidim Shabbos. Tana Rabbanan, ein tzorin ala yorois shel nochrim pochas megin liyomim koidim Shabbos. Ve'im etchilo, ein mafsikin. We cannot lay siege to a city or start any act of war only 3 days before Shabbos. However, if we are already engaged in combat, ein mafsikin v'chein hoyu shamei oimer ad ridito afilu b'Shabbos. Ad ridito is a posik in Parsha Shoftim v'bunisu motzer al hu iyor asher hu hi oise imcho melchomo ad ridito. Shamei Ezechin says, ad ridito means even on Shabbos. And one of the questions we will be dealing with, what is the situation? Is there a matzav of sakana? Well, we know that pikuach nefesh is doiches Shabbos. What's the chiddush? Why do we need a posek ad ridito afilu b'Shabbos? And if there is no sakana involved, what would be the justification to be mechal Shabbos if it is not a pikuach nefesh situation? So the Rambam quotes this halacha twice. Perik Beis, Halacha Chof Hei, at the very end of Perik Beis in Hilchas Shabbos, and in Perik Vav, Hilchas Malach. At the end of Perik Beis in Hilchas Shabbos, Halacha Chof Hei, the Rambam writes, Tzoran ali yoris shel goyim, shloishi yomim koidem ha-Shabbos, voisin emor melchome b'chol yoyim v'yoyim, v'afilu b'Shabbos ad shekof shenoiso, v'yafol pisha malachem esarushus. Mepi ha-shmu alo amdu. And that indicates that it's a drosha gemura, the oraisa halacha l'moshe m'sinai, ad ridito afilu b'Shabbos, ve'ein tzorach loyim b'melchemes mitzvah, v'loy kovesh Yehoshua et Yericho elo b'Shabbos. This is an addition that we do not find in Shas Bavli. However, we do find it twice in Yerushalmi, Shabbos Yud Gimel, an amoyed kotin daftes. that Kibush Yericho, the seventh day of the siege, when the walls of Yericho were toppled, that was Shabbos. Lo'kovish Yerichos Yeshua's Yericho, Elo b'Shabbos, as we find in Yerushalmi. And that is the Rambam also in Perek Vov of Hilchos Melachim. However, this Rambam deals with a case in which we lay siege to a city of our enemies. We take the initiative. What is the halacha when the situation is to the contrary, when the goyim come to attack us? That is in halacha chov gimel of the same perik, perik beis of Hilchos Shabbos. Goyim shetzoro ala yoros Yisrael, im bo'ad iskem omen, ein mechalal alein es Shabbos. However, be'ir asmuchel asfar, o shabau al iskei nefashois, o sharchu melchama, o shetzoro stam, יויצם עליהם בכלי זין ומחללן עליה עשה שבס ומצווה כל ישראל שיכול לבוא ולצאת ולעזור לאחים שבמצור להצילם מיד גויים בשבס ואסור להם להתמאמי על המצוי שבס. So the Rambam says, if the goyim attack us or they lay siege to one of our cities, we fight them on Shabbos, even though definitely Chil Shabbos is involved in any military activity. So once again, if there is a chashash kon, if we will wait till Motzei Shabbos, pshita, what's the revusa? Pikuach nefesh doicha Shabbos. Obviously, lechoyri, even if there is no direct sakona, asur lehem lehitmameh ad Motzei Shabbos. One of the basics I want to check and examine in today's shiur is the similarities we find between Dina Malchome b'Shabbos and Pikuach Nefesh b'Shabbos. So what is the halacha regarding a choyle sheyesh b'sakona? We could wait till Mitzvah Shabbos. Do we have to wait till Mitzvah Shabbos? In this halacha we find a contradiction, a stira between two se'ifim and simin shin chof ches. Shin chof ches sif yud alaf. Choyle sheyesh b'sakona, shamdu b'yom Shabbos, shetzarich lasot lo rafui yedu sheyesh b'malochas chilal Shabbos, shmoyne yomim. We need to do treatment 8 days, and this treatment involves Chilul Shabbos. Ein oimrim, we do not say namten ad alaylo venimtzu shalol lechalal olav Shabbos elo Shabbos achas ele yasu miyad afal pi shemachalalin olav shtei Shabbosos. So obviously the Mechaber says we could wait till Motzei Shabbos, and lechaora no sekana is involved, and his life will not be in jeopardy. Nevertheless, we do not wait till Mitzvah Shabbos and we start treatment immediately. That is Sif Yud Aleph. However, Sif Dalad, we learn Allah, which seems to contradict the previous one. Makas shel cholol ein tzorech oimed, shafilu ein sham bekiyin, v'choyle ein oyom el krom, osim lo kol sheregilim lasot lo b'chol. Aval kishiyudim v'makirim ba'oto choli, shemamten, v'ein tzorech chilol, asu l'chalol olav, afal pi, shemakas shel cholol. And we do wait till Mitzvah Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Yud Aleph deals with this question, Sif Kot Lamed Beis, and he says, in a situation in which we are confident beyond doubt that no sakana is involved, we should wait till Motzei Shabbos because there's no need to be Mechal Shabbos. But in a situation in which it seems to be obvious that there is no sakana, but we cannot determine this fact beyond any doubt, if there is any chashash, even a chashash shorochik, that his life might be in sakana, we do not wait till Motzei Shabbos. So coming back to the Rambam in Perik Beis and Halacha Chof Gimel regarding an act of war, if we were attacked by the Goyim, and the Rambam writes, Asur lehem litmamei ala Mitzvah Shabbos, would we make the same difference, the same differentiation also in Dina Melchama? Doesn't seem so. The Rambam says, in any event, Asur litmamei ad Mitzvah Shabbos, and we wage war immediately. So what is the cloud? Coming back to the basic sugya which we started today's shir, Shabbos Yutes Omed Aleph, because that is the basic source in Bavli. We have no other source in Bavli. Ein mafligim esvena, elo gimel yomim lifnei Shabbos, ein tzoron ala yorosh onachram, elo gimel yomim lifnei Shabbos. Not immediately before Shabbos. There are two different interpretations in these halachas. The Rif and the Rambam in the last Perek in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Lamed, I think it's Halacha Yud Gimel in Hilchos Shabbos, their interpretation on both halachas is These halachas have nothing to do with Chilul Shabbos, but rather with Oinik Shabbos. Because the first few days when you leave land and you're on the sea, as we know, some people suffer from seasickness. And when soldiers, especially young soldiers that aren't battle tested, the first exposure to a battlefield sometimes causes extreme trauma, which is known as shell shock. And therefore, if we have to wage war, we should start at least 3 days before Shabbos. So when Shabbos comes, the soldiers would be relatively calm after going through the first shock of the battlefield of combat. And the same regarding to Ema Fligin Besvena, to pass the first stage of seasickness. That is the interpretation of the Rif and the Rambam. However, the Balamor, Rabbeinu Zarachio Alevi, says no. Because on the battlefield, you always need to be Mechal Shabbos. Every military activity involves Chilul Shabbos, not only today, but also in days of yore. So, Shelo Yehi Nerek Masna L'Chal L'Shabbos. We have to minimize the... You know, this is a basic rule we find in many different sugyas. One cannot lechatchila bring forth a situation in which we will have to be mechal Shabbos for pikuach nefesh. Sometimes it is inevitable. We need to wage war, but it has to be at least 3 days before Shabbos. It shouldn't look as if lechatchila we are doing an act which will necessitate chilul Shabbos. So this is the interpretation of the Balamor on both halachas, because when you embark on a sea journey, on a voyage on the ocean, there are also many things you need to do on board which involve Chilul Shabbos, and if they are not performed, we might be putting people's lives in jeopardy. So both these halachas are based on the same basic idea. We shouldn't act in a way which would seem to indicate that we lechatchila had a kavana to cause a situation in which we will need to be mechal Shabbos letzorech pikuach nefesh. The Me'iri is very noteworthy and interesting because he differentiates between the two halachas. Regarding Gei Mefligin Besvena, he accepts the Rambam's interpretation, Ein Tzoren Aleyor Shenachrem, the Balamor's interpretation. I think the reasoning probably would be, when you're Maflik Besvena, it is not definitive that you will need to be Mechal Shabbos sometimes, but not always, and therefore that would not be considered a prohibition. However, when waging war, Chil Shabbos is always necessary, and therefore the interpretation of the Me'iri Legabe war is the interpretation of the Bal Hamor. As I mentioned before, the machloikas is only when we initiate a siege or military activity against our enemies. However, when we were attacked, we must respond immediately. Va'asur lehem lehitmameya ad moitzoi Shabbos. And the Rambam quotes the posik ad ridito. That posik is brought in the name of Shami Azokan Shabbos Yud Tes Omid Aleph. I asked before, Memunafshach, if it is a pikuach nefesh situation, why do we need a posik? If there is no sakana involved, what would justify Chilul Shabbos? So one might assume or argue that it is only an asmachta b'yalm, it's only a remez and not a drasha. And the basic reasoning of this halacha, its basic rationale is pikuach nefesh. Pikuach nefesh. In war, you need an immediate response, and as strategists probably will determine, there cannot be a situation in which the enemy knows, okay, the 3 days before Shabbos, they are more or less safe because Jews don't attack 3 days before Shabbos. However, in the Rambam, it seems to be obvious. In Hilchos Shabbos and in Hilchos Malachim, Perek Vav Aluch Yud Aleph in Hilchos Malachim, Perek Beis Halacha Chofei in Shabbos, that this is a drosha gemura. Mepi hashmu'a lamdu ad redeto afilu b'Shabbos. The source of Melchemes Yericho in Shabbos, as I said before, is Yerushalmi Shabbos Yud Gimel Amad Aleph. Ein makifen al ir shalakam pochas me gimel yom am koidim Shabbos. Ado taimah b'melchemes Rashus, b'melchemes Choyvo, afilo b'Shabbos. Shekein matzinu shalo nich b'shay Yericho, elo b'Shabbos. Dechtiv,
That is a pasuk in Perek Vav of Sefer Yehoshua. Koi tas sheishes yomim. Uviyom eshvi tasoivu ala ir sheva pa'omim. And that was on Shabbos according to the Yerushalmi. I think there are two basic approaches explaining what do we learn from this posuk ad rida tofer b'Shabbos. The Radbaz on one hand and the Rivash on the other. The Radbaz appears in a totally different context. Perik ches mehilchas malacham halacha alaf. The din of katla di chazir. When we are waging war and we conquer enemy cities. Once upon a time in days of yore, the minig was the conqueror didn't bring along food for his troops, but they actually plundered and took whatever they could find to supply their troops. So the Gemara darshens and Chulin Yud Zayin Amud Aleph Botam Meleim Kol Tov Omer Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba Omer Rav Afilu Katle Dichazira Even Bosa Chazer B'Shas Malchama We are entitled to partake of Macholas Asuris Nevelis Tefes and Bosa Chazer. When the Rambam brings this halacha, Perek Ches Halacha Aleph Afil Ches Malochem, the formulation of the Rambam is Chalutz Eitzov Kashi Kansu Begvol Haakum V'Yichbishum V'Yishbu Mehem Utalehem Lachon Nevelis Tefes V'Bosa Chazer V'Kiyoytzeboy Im Yirav V'Loi Motzo Ma Yoichal Era Macholas Eila Haasurim. So the Rambam seems to say that this is permissible only if they're hungry and they do not have kosher food. However, if it is not necessary, if they have kosher food, it is a prohibition to partake of macholas asurais. And the din of afidlo katla de chazira is only if they cannot get along. Im yirav veloy motzo ma yochal. So the Radbaz on the spot asks, well, if that is the situation, then it's Pikuach Nefesh. Pikuach Nefesh is always Doicha Macholas Asuris. So what is the Chiddush? And why do we need a Pasuk in Chulin Daf Yud Zayin? So the Radbaz explains, and I'm quoting his lashon: Lo ayri shehem esukanim etzel harav, ele she'enam tzichim letruach levakesh machal heter, kivan shenechnasu legvul hagoyim, im yelchu levakesh machal heter, yakumu aleihem hagoyim. V'dam yela hoda amrinan, tzoron ala yorosh shel nochrem afilu b'shabes. So the Radbaz draws a comparison between these two halachos. In times of war, you could be Machal Shabbos. In times of war, you could eat Macholas Asuris. What is the explanation? There is no direct sakana. However, there definitely is a chashash, if we will paskin, that we have to look for Machal Heter Yakumu Aleihem Hagoyim. This aloha is not detached from Pikuach Nefesh. The basis of this aloha is Pikuach Nefesh. But Pikuach Nefesh has a different rule and rationale and interpretation in times of war. In times of war, we do not take any chances. So, it is a situation in which there is no direct sakana involved. However, if the halacha would be that the conquering force has to look for kosher food, they might run into an ambush, they might be attacked. In times of war, it is our utmost responsibility to safeguard our troops, Jewish warriors, Jewish soldiers, and not go into any sakana. That is the way I understand the Radbaz, and the same basic rationale is applied to both halachas. Macholas Asuris. If you have kosher food, there is no justification of partaking of non-kosher food, and there would be no heter. If there is no need to be Machal Shabbos, then you're not Machal Shabbos. However, in military activity, our first concern should be being victorious on the battlefield and saving Jewish lives. So, because there might be a sekona rechoyko, the din is afilu b'Shabbos and afilu katla dechazira. However, in Tshuvas HaRivash, Simakuf Aleph, the Rivash has a very interesting approach, and I am quoting the Rivash. Bedin shel ein tzorin, aval yesh bo heter achad miyuchad shemetchilu ein mafsikin. Machal ha'eres ha'Shabbos lekol tzor ke'amatzor, ve'afilu shelo mepenei ha'sakona, kamo shebo b'kabola, adridito afilu b'Shabbos. It is interesting that the Svasem is, rarely quotes Rishonim or Kadmoinim. The Svasem is, on his own, reaches the same conclusion. And the Svasem is in Shabbos Afyutes writes, Devadei lo mayre bedeike sakona diim ken lo malikro. V'al korchach tzorech loyme de mayre hechesh yedeinu tkifa. Elo shal yedei ha-hefzik b'Shabbos yitbatel ha-kibush. V'osi kro loymar kibush. Doiche Shabbos. That is a tremendous chiddush in Hagadorah. Kibush Doiche Shabbos. Waging war is Doiche Shabbos. And achieving victory in the most decisive manner is Doiche Shabbos. It is not a din of Pikuach Nefesh. It is a din Medine Malchomo. Malchomo Doiche Shabbos. Kibush Doiche Shabbos. That is the interpretation of the Rivash and the Svasemes. And an interesting and very early source is the Radak and Sefer Yehoshua Perek Vav Posek Yud. Kach kiblu chazal, ki biyom zayin shenilkadu yiricho, yom Shabbos hoyo, v'yafar pi shargu v'sarfu b'Shabbos, mi shetzivu ala Shabbos, tzivu ala chalal asa Shabbos b'kibush yiricho, v'chem b'shar ha-yoris shahayu yisro tzorem aleihem, v'omru b'kabola adoridato afilu b'Shabbos. And now the punchline. Kemo shetzivu gam ken v'halas oilois b'Shabbos. Just like korbonois tzibur adoiche Shabbos. Melchemes tzibur adoiche Shabbos. Melchome adoiche Shabbos, kibush adoiche Shabbos. It is not a din of pikuach nefesh, but a din in dinei melchomo. Melchomo adoiche Shabbos. That is what I understand from the Rivash Simekufan of the Radak in Sefer Yeshua. And that is the understanding of the Svasemes. So if that is the approach, it is not like Pikuach Nefesh. I quoted the stira that we find in Hilcha Shabbos. And how do we reconcile this stira? I quoted the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Kot Lamed Beis. If we are confident that no sekon is involved, we will wait till Matzah Shabbos. However, if there might be some sekona, then we do not wait. That would be similar to the interpretation of the Radbaz in the din of Katla de Chazira and Ein Tzorin. According to the Rivash, in any event, we do not wait for Motzei Shabbos. Even though no sekona would be involved in waiting for Motzei Shabbos. To be decisive in battle, Melchomet Doiche Shabbos. And not only Melchemes Mitzvah, even Melchemes Arishos. And that is the tremendous chiddush that we find in this drosha, Ad Ridata Afilu B'Shabbos. I just want to make an interesting comment. There seems to be a stir in Yerushalmi. What is the significance of Melchemes Yericho that was on Shabbos? Because Yerushalmi Moed Kotten Tesamed Aleph, quoting the Loshon of the Yerushalmi, Rabbi Shua ben Levi Shol, Rabbi Shem HaMelokesh, Maulik Echbatem Menoakum. Omalai, Amos, Rabbi Shaul, what are you asking? I don't understand the question. Are you dealing with Shabbos? Tona b'Shabbos mutar. Same Gemara we find in Bavli in Gittin Vav Amid Beis. Hitiru Amira Lenachri to purchase a house from a non-Jew in Eretz Yisrael. Mishum Yishev Eretz Yisrael, Chazal Wamater Amira Lenachri. So the Yerushalmi says, Ketzad Yoyse, Maraloi Kisin Shal Dunrin Va'akum Choysim. And then the Yerushalmi goes on, Shekein Matzino Shalom Nichbesh Yericho Ela B'Shabbos, Echsiv Koy Tase Sheishes Yomam, Echsiv B'Yoyim Shvi'it Asoy Velo Uyor. So this Yerushalmi seems to indicate that the reason that it was permissible to conquer Yericho on Shabbos was because of Yishuv Etz Yisrael.
Is that a din and din amalchama, a din and pikuach nefesh, or a din and yeshivetz esol? If it's yeshivetz esol, they were matter only yeshivos, amir and anach, not a malocha diurais. Kibesh yericho, lechayr was a malocha diurais. So how do we learn from kibesh yericho, shemuta mishum yeshuv eretz yisrael, to violate Shabbos, mishum yeshivetz esol, it's only amir and anach, as made clear in Bavli, and in the same Yerushalmi. So how do we learn from Yericho? Rabbeinu Sadia Gaon in Sefer Emunas V'Deis Perek Vav writes, how did they conquer Yericho on Shabbos? Because no Melocha D'Uraisa was involved, only Tkiya Shofar and Hakofa, which might be Tchumim, Hashmo Eskola Zoni Yeshvus. So according to Rabbeinu Sadia Gaon, we could say, well, Kibush Yericho was only a Derabbanan, so the justification was Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. It's like a Mirah Anachri. But Rabbeinu Sadia Gaon is a tremendous chiddush, because in Perek Vav, in Sefer Yoshua, we find, well, it's true, the walls of Yericho were toppled in a miraculous way, just by blowing Shofar and Sheva Kofis. But after the walls fell, they killed and destroyed and set the city to fire. They torched the city. So definitely Melochos D'Oraisa were involved. So Rabbeinu Sadia Gaon is a big chiddush. The Radak, which I quoted before, and I'm quoting his Loshon, Kach kiblu chazal, b'yoyim shivi shenulka d'yoricho yoyim Shabbos hoi, v'afar pi shahargu v'sarfu b'Shabbos. Hargu v'sarfu b'Shabbos. Medrash Rabbo Parshas Masai B'Shabbos Nichbeshu Chomes Uir Dovezah Osi Yoshua Medato V'Hiskam HaKodesh Baruch Al Yadoi Omi Yoshua Shabbos Kodesh Kol Ma Shekavashnu Yeh Kodesh Yovoi Kodesh V'Yitches HaKodesh. Well, that is a tremendous Chiddush, but that is Medrash Agoda. We do not learn Halacha from Agoda, but according to this Medrash, it is not a general rule, it is not L'doiris, it was a Chiddush which Yeshua benum was mechadash medate v'hiskem HaKadosh Baruch Hu al yodoy. So how do I understand the Yerushalmi Masechet Moed Katan? I think it's just a remez ledovar. The justification of Chil Shabbos b'Melchemes Yericho was dinei melchama. However, Melchemes Yeshua was about kibush Oretz and Yeshivetz Yisrael, and therefore, in a way, we learn from kibush Yericho in Shabbos that at least when we're dealing with the Rabbanon, it is permissible to be over in the Rabbanon mishum Yeshuv Eretz Yisrael. So basically, what we clarify that there are many sources, primarily the Rivash, the Radak, and the Svasemis. The Radak is an Akron, the Svasemis is an Akron, and the Radak is one of the Parshanim of Tanakh. So the most important source along this line of thought would be Tshuvas HaRivash. And in their opinion, it is not a cheshash of Sakona that overrides Shabbos in waging war, but the Kahu din Malchomo, Kibish Doich Shabbos, Malchomo Doich Shabbos. And that is what Chazal learned from the Posek, Ad Redito Afilu Bishabbos. So we dealt with Malchomo Bishabbos. It is Thursday today. Let us hope that by Shabbos it will all be over, and everybody, Be'eretz HaKodesh, will be able to have a calm and peaceful Shabbos Kodesh, including all the soldiers on the southern border in the Air Force. Those young men that are putting their lives on the line b'Mesiras Nefesh, b'Melchemes Mitzvah. Because the Rambam clearly paskins that Hatzolas Yisrael Mitzar v'oyev is always defined as Melchemes Mitzvah. In this week's parasha regarding Melchemes Midyan, we learn Elef Lamata, Kol Yoytzei Tzavo. And in Medrash Rabbe, there is a startling interpretation. Elef Lamata, ve'elef Litfilo.
For every young soldier that was sent to the battlefield, a young scholar was sent to the Beis HaMedrash. For every unit that was sent to combat, another unit was sent to be Yosik b'Toyru b'Mitzvahs, because Israel is victorious, not only by military might, by Basyata Dishmaya, Hashem Ish Melcham. And as we say in Tehillim, Im Hashem lo yishmor bayis, Im Hashem lo yishmor iyo, Shav shokad shoyma. Im Hashem lo yivne bayis, Sham amlu boinav bo. Hoim dois hoyu ragleinu bishari Yerushalayim. Chazal say, Hoim dois hoyu ragleinu b'lachomo, B'schus shari Yerushalayim, Sha'oiskim b'toyah. Aleph Lamata, Kefel Halashon, dual language. Aleph Lizde Akrav, Ve Aleph Letoira Ulitfila. In Sefer Shoiftim, Shiras Dvoiro, Yifchar Elokim Bechadoshim, Magen Imirae, Ve Romach, Baraboim, Aleph Miyisroel. The Magen and the Romach are the spear and the shield. Magen emiru ababo merf miyisrael. Ashle mishe divretoel meschat shem al yodoi. V'akodesh boruch hu omer lo, bishvil cho ani matzel es yisrael. Arbo merf miyisrael sheyatzu lemelchama, im yesh beneihem zug echad shel talmid hachachomim, ani matzil et kulam. What does it have to do with Chidushei Torah? Ashrei mi shedivrei Torah mitchadshim al yado. Bishvilcho ani matzil les Yisroel. We can understand, we need to daven, we need to learn. What does it have to do with Chidushei Torah? My idea is this. Twice in Shas, in Sanhedrin and in Megillah Dav Gimel, Chazal deal with the pasuk at the beginning of Sefer Yoshua. In the midst of war, Kibush Eretz Yisrael, Yeshua goes out at night, takes a stroll, and he sees an officer, Sar Tzavo. He is shocked and perplexed because he doesn't know the man. And he doesn't recognize his uniform. Obviously he's not friend, but he's not dressed up as foe. Yeshua turns to the officer and asks him, Halonu atim letzoreinu, which camp do you belong to? And the officer responds, Loiki sar tzavo Hashem anuchi, I am not a mortal. I am an angel from above, and I was sent by Kodesh Bohu to address you. And Yeshua asks, what is it that you want? Emesh bitaltem, tomet shel bein arabayim, v'hayom bitaltem en ha-toyra. Yesterday, you didn't bring the sacrifice, and today you are Mevatel Torah. And Yeshua asks, Aleizem hen boso, on which of the two sins and transgressions are you demanding? And the Malach says, Al atu bosi. V'atu kizvorachem es ashiru azois. You are reprimanded for Bittel Torah. How did Yeshua respond? Miyad v'yolam betocha emek malad. So once again, why is the stress on umko shel halacha? My feeling is this: ze leumas ze oso elokim magenim yiro veromach ba'bo melef miso. Since prehistoric times, war and the science of war, strategy, is based on offense and defense. No army could be victorious unless it excels in offensive tactics and in defense. In days of yore, many years ago, the offensive and the defensive instruments and tools of war, weapons, were the spear and the shield. Soldiers held their shields in the left hand and the spears in the right. Times have changed. Offensive and defensive weapons have evolved. Armor, artillery, special ops, air power, naval power, a vast array of offensive and defensive missiles, iron domes, me'il ruach. But at the end of the day, it is always the combination of offensive and defensive tactics, offensive and defensive weapons. The same regarding Melchamto Shel Toiro. Hamakshin v'hatartz, tiyufta v'piruka. Offense and defense. The makshin attacks and the tartzin defends himself or defends the basic rules and ideas and teachings. Ze le'umas ze. So the offensive and defensive tactics b'melchamto shel Torah give koyach to our troops and our forces on the battlefield. How is one machadash divrei Torah? Only by asking and responding the makshin and the tartzin. Ashrei mi shedivrei Torah meschat shem al yodoi. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, Bishvilcha ani ma'aseh nisuson. And therefore, when Yeshua ben Nun was reprimanded, how did he respond and what did he do? V'yolon b'torche emek malamit shalom b'umke shel alocha. He didn't put up a chevras tehillim. He put up a koilal erev. B'umke shel alocha. So the Malach tells Yeshua, you caused bittul Torah. If I would be Yehoshua, I would respond, I don't know what you're talking about. You obviously forgot the Gemara Mefresh Sosoy Tadaf Mem Dalet, because the Gemara says there, B'malchemes mitzvah oisik b'mitzvah potah min ha-mitzvah. We don't have a chiyuv of Bittul Torah. Look at the troops. They are totally drained and exhausted. They wage war, engage in combat all day. They must sleep by night. So when exactly should we learn? What would the Malach say? The Malach says, Yehoshua, you got it all wrong. You do not understand what my mission is and why I was sent to you. I did not come l'tboa el bona shel Torah. If I would be sent by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to demand el bona shel Torah, I wouldn't be dressed up as an officer. I would be dressed in a Hamburg and a frock like Rosh Hashivas are dressed. I was sent from the heavens, dressed up in full gear, like a warrior. Because what I have come to demand is the success of war. Lo elbona shel Torah bati ledrosh, ela elbona shel milchama. How do you expect to be victorious with Bittul Torah? You cannot be victorious only if you have elef lamata and elef lamata. We need the schus of Torah to be victorious. And that is when Yehoshua really understands what the Malach wants and why he was sent to address. V'yolon b'toch ha'emek malamit shalon b'umko shel halocha. So in times of war, we need warriors, the best in the world. And Baruch Hashem we do have. But we need Lamdei Torah, because we need Siyata Dishmaya. Nothing regarding Klal Yisrael is B'derech HaTeva. We are a people of miracles, a miraculous people with a miraculous history. Nothing about Israel is dictated by Derech HaTeva. Of course, we must make all preparations possible, as in every other human endeavor. As in medicine, as in finance, as in every other aspect of human experience. So we must train, and we must have the best weapons and the best soldiers in the world. But we must be fully aware that ultimately, Im Hashem lo yishma'ir shav shokat shomer, and we need siyata dishmaya. And we need Melchamto Shel Torah to be victorious on the battlefield. But what I have to say to my Talmidim and all Yeshiva Bochurim and Kollel guys in the world. In times of war, we are also required to make a special effort. Our brothers lying in the ditches, in the battlefield, flying planes in hostile territory, putting their lives on the line, that demands a special effort from us, more hasmoda, more dveikus, more kavonas atfila, more effort in Talmud Torah. Because this is a joint responsibility, and each and every one of us has to make his special contribution and his special effort. Yehi ratzon shelo yeshom shoyd v'sheva v'lo yitzvocho berachoy v'yseinu. We should be victorious, and our oivim, our enemies, they are the enemies of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They should have a mapola. V'natati sholom ba'oretz v'simchas olam liyoshveya. We should hear besides Toivis, Yeshuois, Venachomois, and we should be Zoicha Bekoro Biomenu, Lebias Goyal Sedek, Ulebinyan Beis Amigdosh, Bemhero Viomenu, Omen.